Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar and Tirim Masechus Tainus Daf Chav Vav, the beginning of the fourth parak Seder Tani Yos Elul. The majority of this daf is one long mishnah that contains all the mishnayos of the fourth parak. So the three dafs are going to focus on number one. The mishnah explains the institution of ma'amados. The pasuk states in reference to the Tamid, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael es karboni lachmi, command b'nei Yisrael and tell them my offering, my food. This teaches that the karbon tamid is brought on behalf of the entire Jewish people. How can a person's carbon be brought when he's not standing by it? Therefore, the Nevi'im Rishonim instituted 24 mishmaros, in which the Kohanim and Levim were divided into 24 groups that served in the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly rotation. And for each mishmar, there was a mam and Yishalim made up of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that were to represent the people by the offering. When it came time for each mishmar to go up, the Kohanim and the Levim would go up to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael Shabbos, the mishmar, miskansinu aren, v'korn b'maisa breshis. And the Yisraelim that were part of that mishmar who were not in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from b'maisa breshis. Pointing to the Mishnah list, the events that occurred on Shiva Sarba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Chamisha dvarim eros avosinu b'shiva Sarba Tammuz, v'chamisha b'tisha B'Av. Five calamities happened to our ancestors on the 17th of Tammuz and five on Tisha B'Av. On Shiva Sarba Tammuz, nishtabru haluchos, the luchos were broken. Batal tamid, and the bringing of the tamid offering was stopped. Hufku ha'ira, the city wall was breached. Basar Afostamos Esatora, Afostamos, a Greek general, burned the Sefer Torah that was kept in the Azara. Vemitzeo mehechel, and he placed an Avodah Zorah in the Hechel. On Tisha B'Av, Nigzar al-Basir Shul Yichansu Arts, it was decreed on our ancestors they were not to enter the land. V'charva Bais B'Rishonu B'Shnia, and the first and second temples were destroyed. V'Nilkada Beitar, and the city of Beitar was conquered. V'Nechu Sha'ira, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by the Roman general Turnus Rufus. V'Shignit Nazav V'Matim B'Simcha, when the month of Av begins, we diminish our Simcha. And pointing me through, the Gemara brought a three-way Malchus regarding which tefillah is gone and do not do Nasiyas Kapayim due to a concern of Shichrus, of drunkenness. The Gemara notes that all the Amorim agree that a Kohen who is drunk is forbidden to bless the people and ask for the source. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the name of Bar Kapara, Lama nisim chaparshas kohen mevar chaparshas nazir. Why did the Torah juxtapose the parsha of the Kohen who recites Birkos Kohanim next to the parsha that deals with the nazir? Omar man nazir as biyayin af kohen mevar as biyayin. To teach that just as a nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so to the Kohen who blesses is forbidden to drink wine. The Gemara in the next off concludes that the prohibition is only the Rabbanan and the pasuk brought is an asmachta. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah explains the institution of ma'amados. The pasuk states in reference to the Tamid, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael es karboni lachmi, command b'nei Yisrael and tell them my offering, my food. This teaches that the karbon Tamid is brought on behalf of the entire Jewish people. How can a person's karbon be brought when he's not standing by it? Therefore, the Nevi'im Rishonim institute 24 mishmaros in which the Kohanim and Levim were divided into 24 groups that served in the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly rotation. And for each mishmar, there was a ma'amid Yishalayim made up of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim that would represent the people by the offering. When it came time for each mishmar to go up, Kohanim v'Levim olim Yishalayim, the Kohanim and Levim would go up to Yishalayim. And the Yisraelim that were part of that mishmar who were not in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Ma'aseh Breishis. Pointing to the Mishnah lists the events that occurred on Shiva Sarba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Dvarim Eros Avosinu B'Shiva Sarba Tammuz, V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. Five calamities happened to our ancestors on the 17th of Tammuz and five on Tisha B'Av. On Shiva Sarba Tammuz, Nishtabru Haluchos, the Luchos were broken, Ubatal Tamid, and the bringing of the Tamid offering was stopped. V'Hufka Ha'ir, the city wall was breached, V'Soras Afostamos Esotora, and Afostamos, a Greek general, burned the Sefer Torah that was kept in the Azara. V'Hem Yitzel B'Hechel, and he placed an Avodah Zorah in the Hechel. On Tisha B'Av, Nigzar al-Vasenu Shul Yichansu Arts, it was decreed on our ancestors that they were not to enter the land. V'charva Bais B'Rishonu B'Shnia, and the first and second temples were destroyed. V'Nilkada Beitar, and the city of Beitar was conquered. V'Nechur Sha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by the Roman general Turnus Rufus. M'shinik Nazav M'mati M'simcha, when the month of Av begins, we diminish our Simcha. And pointing me through, the Gemara brought a three-way Malchus regarding which tefillos Kohan do not do, Nesias Kapayim, due to a concern of Shichrus, of drunkenness. The Gemara notes that all the Amorim agree that a Kohen who is drunk is forbidden to bless the people and ask for the source. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the name of Bar Kapara, Lama nisim chaparshas kohen mevara chaparshas nazir. Why did the Torah juxtapose the parsha of the Kohen who recites Birkos Kohanim next to the parsha that deals with the nazir? Omar man nazir asbiyayin af kohen mevarach asbiyayin, to teach that just as a nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so too the Kohen who blesses is forbidden to drink wine. The Gemara on the next daf concludes that the prohibition is only at the Rabbanan and that the pasuk brought is an asmachta. All right, so now we go to our simur daf chavav, and our standard simon is a military coup. A military coup, so here goes. The military coup that overran one of the ma'amados standing by carbon while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. Once again, it's slow motion. The military coup, that must be more daf chavav. The military coup that overran one of the ma'amados standing by carbon, which reminds us that the Mishnah teaches that the institution of ma'amados was instituted because it's necessary that the tamid which is brought on behalf of the Jewish people have representatives of the Jewish people there when it's offered. So the military coup that overran one of the ma'amados standing by carbon while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, which reminds us that the Mishnah lists the five calamities that occurred on Shiva Sarba Tammuz and the five that occurred on Tisha B'Av. So the military coup that overran one of the ma'amados standing by carbon while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings an asmachta that juxtaposes the Kohen Mevarach to the Parsha of Nazir to teach that just as a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so to the Kohen that is Mevarach is forbidden to drink wine, midrabanan. So once again, the military coup that overran one of the ma'amados standing by carbon while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way came across a drunken Kohen who was forbidden to bless the people. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Chav Beis. So the simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis held down a comedy cab. Cab. That must be more Daf Chav Beis. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis hailed down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, which reminds us that Eliyahu pointed out to Rabbi Brocha Choza that the people in the Shuk destined for Olam Haba was a Jewish jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis who helped protect Jewish girls in prison and would alert the Rabbanu when the Nachrim plotted against the Jewish people, as well as two Batchanim that cheered people up and tried to bring shalom when people were fighting. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis hailed down a comedy cab driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, which reminds us that when the Mishnah mentioned that fasting is instituted al cherev, it was referring to even non-hostile armies passing through the land. The Gemara brings the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who made a mistake and did not let Paro Necho come through the land on his way to battle with Ashur, and Yoshiyahu was subsequently killed. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis hailed down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, carrying a man who was too weak from fasting, which reminds us that Malchokas, whether a Yachid should take upon himself to fast. Rabbi Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting, for perhaps he will need the help of others and they will not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. Daf Chav Gimel. So the simur Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The former Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. The former Kugelach champ, who fell asleep for 7 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, which reminds us of the mice with Choni Amago when he fell asleep for 70 years. So the former Kugelach champ, who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, which reminds us of the mice with Abba Chilkiah, a grandson of Choni Amago, when he came back from the field and was observed doing strange things, and then he went up to the roof with his wife to daven for rain. And the two reasons he gave why his wife was answered first, either because she's a woman who's typically at home, so when she gives to the poor, they come, she gives them food, and they benefit from it immediately. When he gives money, they have to go first and buy food. Alternatively, she was answered first because she davened that these boors in their neighborhood do tshuva, which they did, whereas he davened that they should die. So the former Kugelach champ, who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman, davening for rain, was surrounded by children grabbing the hem of his garment and saying to him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, which reminds him of the school children who were sent to Hanan HaNechba, another grandson of Choni Amago, to grab onto his hem and ask him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, in order to soften his heart and increase his kavana in his tefillahs to bring rain. Daf Chav Dalad, so the Sim Daf Chav Dalad is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher, that must be more daf chav dalad, kud, pitcher. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced, which reminds us of Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, who was very strict with his son when his son miraculously produced figs for his father's workers when they were not in season. And he was also harsh on his daughter when he discovered a man who was desirous of her. So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to his seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, which reminds us. The rabbi explained that although Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only provision, really in seder Nezikin, whereas Rabbi's generation was skilled in all six sedarim, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas they would cry out all day in tefillah and get no response. So Rabbi concluded that what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly? So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates. He miraculously produced and brought them to a seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Which reminds us that beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, b'chol yom bas kol yotzeis ve'omeretz, every day, a bas kol goes out and says, kolom kolo nizum b'shvil Chanina beni, the entire world is sustained due to Chanina my son, v'chanina beni diel b'kab charuvi me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. And Chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. Daf Chav Hei, so the Sim Daf Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. This silver anniversary party, that must be more Daf Chav Hei. This silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, which reminds us that the Gemara recounts incidents of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's poverty with the bread miraculously being produced in the oven, the golden leg that came down from Shemayim that they returned since it meant that in the future they'd be sitting at a two-legged table, and the story of his daughter who used vinegar instead of oil for Shabbos Lech. So this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, which reminds us that the Baskel explained the reason Rabbi Kiva was the answer when he dumped rain and Rabbi Yezer was not because this one is greater than that one. Ella, Shazem Mavriyam Midosa v'zeh inu Mavriyam Midosa. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Kiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Yezer, is not. So, this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food, or, after a long delay, after they begged them and apologized for making noise. Which reminds us that Shmuel Katan explained to the people that being answered with rainfall the day of Atinus, either before sunrise or delayed after Shki, is not a Shevach to them. It's only a Shevach when the Shulik Sibur says Mashiva Ruch, and the winds blow immediately, and then he says Umarita Geshem, and the rains fall immediately. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.